From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized by the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms as being an act of terrorism. In his weekly address today, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year. Enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State group has now claimed the married couple involved in the massacre as supporters.
We begin in California, where two soldiers...
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in an English radio broadcast Saturday, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meantime, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation after determining the attack to be terrorism. Authorities say wife Tashin Malik had pledged allegiance to the IS on social media, but FBI Director James Comey says so far it has no evidence linking her husband, Sayed Rizwan Farouk, to a terror group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
And both the husband and wife were killed while fleeing the scene afterward. President Barack Obama will address the nation from the Oval Office on Sunday evening after the week in the United States of violence. A triple suicide bombing at a market on Lake Chad in Chad on Saturday killed at least 27 and injured 90 others. The explosions were carried out by females, according to the Chad police spokesperson. This is VOA News. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options on how to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is optimistic.
Governments, cities, the private sector, investors, and the public at large increasingly understand the grave risks posed by climate change. They also see the tangible benefits to be gained by early action.
Scientists are warning that as the Earth warms, the planet will be increasingly hostile to human life with rising sea levels, devastating storms, and severe droughts. India deployed hundreds of extra soldiers and relief workers to the flooded city of Chennai today, as residents said the government has been too slow to respond to the havoc wrought by the heaviest rains in a century. About 280 people have died across Tamil Nadu state since it began on December 1st, with torrential rains leaving large sections of the capital under up to 8 feet of water and trapped people on rooftops with no communication. Although the rain stopped and Chennai's airport has partially reopened, more than half of the city remains flooded and many residents are still on their rooftops, too scared to wade through the water. Thailand on Saturday celebrated National Day and the birthday of its king with tributes and ceremonies. But as Ron Corbin reports for VOA, even as Thailand marked the occasions, there are concerns over the aging monarch's health.
Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha led National Day celebrations amid thousands of people paying tribute to Thailand's revered monarch Bhumibol Adulyadej. Throughout Thailand, celebrations varied from the giving of alms to Buddhist monks to local ceremonies marked by officials and communities. Absent this year was the King's nationwide address amid increasing concerns of his fragile health as he marked his 88th year, 65 years as monarch, the world's longest reigning monarch. Bhumibol's only son, 63-year-old Crown Prince Maha Vacharalongkorn, is the heir apparent to the throne. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
And more on the find off the coast of Colombia in Cartagena. President Juan Manuel Santos Saturday hailing the discovery of the Spanish galleon that went down more than 300 years ago as possibly the world's largest sunken treasure. At a news conference today, Santos said the exact location and how it was discovered will remain a state secret that he will personally safeguard. The galleon worth expected $10 billion. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.